The market basket saga continues as pressure, both public and financial, continues to mount for a resolution. A spokesman for the supermarket chain's board of directors says the board is considering selling out to one of several potential buyers, including the ousted company CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch reports that the 71 market basket stores are still open, but their parking lots are mostly empty.
Outside store 28 in Somerville, a dozen workers are holding signs and waving flags stitched out of market basket grocery bags. Bagger Gabriel Pinto says he wants the ousted CEO back in charge and the current company executives out.
We're here to get support for all the customers and try to make sure no one comes in because, like, that just helps them win. We don't want that. We want RDT back, you know?
These workers don't block cars from coming in, but they laugh when one car turns into the parking lot to go shopping and still honks in support. Inside the store, it's nearly dead. Only three checkout aisles are open, and none of them have lines. Randy Faulkner shakes his head in disbelief that shoppers like him are outnumbered by store employees. Far from normal, he says.
And I live only 5 minutes away. You can't come down here without the parking lot full and without the store being full and every register going.
Some shelves have food on them. Many are empty. The entire produce section is barren.
Take that big Swiss out of there. It don't belong there. The market basket is the one that belongs there.
At the deli counter at the back of the store, Adelaide Leonardo is stocking the display case with cheese. But there's a sign saying boycott market basket taped to the glass. Leonardo has been afraid she'd show up to work one day to find the doors closed.
It's why I was getting sad. You know, I'm afraid they going out of business. I have to go work for a different company.
Store manager Daniel Rivera says the uncertainty has been hard for employees because they don't know what's happening.
But for now, we schedule to work, we come to work. Something's happened, we don't know. I hope it's not. I hope everything's coming back to normal soon, because definitely we need it.
This limbo for workers and for shoppers may end soon.
I was at the store in Gloucester. You see the signs and all these things. I mean, that's just not a shopping experience that people are going to want to endure.
That's Sean Willems, a professor at Boston University's business school. He says the financial pressure on the board to break this deadlock is mounting by the hour.
You would have to think that the end game for this is sooner than later if people are being economically rational.
However, people being economically rational isn't always the case when the business is in the family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.